Look, we thought, since many are looking for ways to add romance, a little romance, right, to their lives, especially now.
Uh-huh.
We wanted to show you just how easy it is.
Oh, okay.
All right? See if we can spice up normal things. So if you're trying to add a little bit of that spark, you don't need to do crazy things. All you have to do is take normal everyday items and make them spicy, like this.
Putting Usher on in the background will also help.
How to shuffle a deck of cards.
Oh.
Hold half the deck in each hand. Bend them down toward the table.
What?
So that your thumbs and the short sides of the cards
this is awkward.
come together.
Oh no.
Slowly move your thumbs away from each other.
This is just like slow motion shuffling.
Rifle the deck and let the cards fall together.
Okay, that sounds like a very messy shuffle, if I'm honest. I don't
messy
know. I don't know
shuffle.
If that's gonna work.
No.
I don't know.
It's what just, do you mean
you
it's not
it gonna faster.
Work? All I'm saying
you have to do it faster.
Oh, sorry, Kelly. I thought you liked it slower. I'm gonna take off my jacket for this.
Oh God! Do you need to? What
take off
the
my
world
jacket for this?
Okay, so you're saying, like, how to open a coconut?
So like, yeah, just everyday things. We're just going to try to make it a little bit spicier. Like, how to open a coconut, Kelly. Could you take us through those step-by-step instructions?
Poke a hole.
Yes. Where?
In the eye of the coconut.
Mm.
With a screwdriver and a mallet.
Oh, goodness.
Position the pointed end of a screwdriver on one of the three holes at the top of the coconut.
Yes.
Then use a mallet or hammer carefully but forcefully.
Oh.
Bore a hole through an eye.
Oh, goodness.
Once the screwdriver gives, indicating it's bored through the shell, remove it by wiggling it out, widening the new hole in the process. Oh, I feel dirty. I feel dirty.
we're just showing you that you can do everyday things.
Okay, I've never actually eaten a coconut, so I would
see.
Yeah,
this is useful.
Now I know how to do it.
This is useful information.
Okay.
What if you wanted to take your love fishing and you needed to show your love how to cast a fishing rod?
How romantic.
Right?
Uh-huh.
That already lends
okay.
itself to romance.
All right.
Casting is easier than it looks. Hold the rod with
you. Oh, God!
Kelly, you can't laugh. It ruins the mood.
Oh, it does?
It ruins the mood, Kelly.
Sorry.
You can't laugh.
Sorry.
Hold the rod with your dominant hand above
the
reel.
Dominant hand. Oh, Natasha says, I'm trying to drive Ben and not wreck.
Listen, we're trying to add a little romance to your life.
And Audra says Kelly likes it rough. What?
I know. I'm trying to do it slow. She's like, no, faster. Sorry, we're on a little dinghy, and we're trying to
sorry, you're holding
fish.
The rod with the dominant hand. Proceed.
Yes. Hold the rod with your dominant hand above the reel. Flip the bail to release the line. Pinch the line with your index finger. Swing the rod back.
Oh, not
then
swinging the
forward.
Rod. Oh, gosh.
Do it again if you need to. Swing the rod back. Then forward.
Oh, stop it.
Release your finger to cast.
No.
Flip the bail back, lock the line in, and start reeling.
I'm never going fishing. Nope. Can't do it.
Yeah, we're just showing
can't
you that you can add a little spice to your life in simple ways by doing simple things. Kelly, will you please tell us how to spice up checking your oil? A step-by-step instruction would be good.
Checking your oil. All right.
I think this would be good
in.
For a lot of people. This would be
it's
good.
It's going to be informative. Helpful, even. when the engine is cool, open the hood.
Yes.
Locate the dipstick next to the engine block.
What do I do next?
Pull that dipstick out.
Oh.
Wipe it off.
Oh my God.
Reinsert the dipstick and then pull it out again. Check where the oil lands on the dipstick.
Yes.
It should be between the two holes or lines. Okay. That indicate the minimum and maximum fill amounts.
Okay.
Okay. Or just take it to a hot mechanic. Just watch him do that.
Yeah.
Right?
You could do that, too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well.
I'm so sorry. We have made so many of those things, like normal things, super awkward.
Text us if you want us to do another one. 502-795-1997. We could try to make
really?
It spicy. Yeah.
Yeah. Mason says Ben yelling at Kelly not to laugh, but he's laughing more. It's Ben's moaning for me, Trina.
We're just making it spicy.
Oh, Gretchen says, I hope you saved Kelly saying, oh, I feel so dirty.
Ben and Kelly, we're nothing if we aren't helpful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kyra, Lainey.
Hey, try clean a shower or a toilet.
How to clean a shower or toilet?
Oh, no, no,
get
no.
Out.
Oh, gosh.
We're your favorite cleaning
ladies. Oh, yeah, okay. Shower or toilet. All right.
All they're right. Our favorite cleaning ladies.
All right. Should we try that?
Yes. First of all, Paul says, love you, Ben. Please no romantic talk. It's creepy and wrong. I've canceled my Valentine's plans because of you.
All right. That's fine. We'll let Kelly do it.
Okay.
All right, so all we're doing is we're taking normal everyday things and we're just spicing them up just to show you that, you know what? Romance is around the corner anywhere.
Step one, put on your rubber gloves. Coat the toilet bowl's entire interior, starting underneath the rim.
Oh.
With a product formulated to clean and disinfect.
Okay.
You take that toilet brush and you do a little scrub, scrub.
Scrub, scrub.
You push in,
ooh.
You pull it out.
Ooh.
You push in, you pull it out. Don't forget the hole.
Thank you, Kelly.
Let everything sit for 5 minutes and then flush it away.
Ah. Okay, good.
That's good. Good. That's good.
Good.
Good step by step.
Trina wants us to how to butter and eat corn on the cob.
Oh, wow.
She starts it with, stick those little holder things on the ends. But first we need to choose the fresh, firm corn with bright green husks and plump kernels.
Oh, wow. Plump.
Place the corn in the boiling water.
Wait, did you shuck it? You gotta
pull it. Oh, remove the husks and silk from the cob.
Undress the corn.
Undress the corn. Be gentle. You don't want to damage the plump kernels. Place the corn gently in the boiling water. Ooh, hot.
Give it a bath.
For 4 to 6 minutes. Remove the corn with some tongs and let it cool slightly. Take some of your favorite butter, spread it on bread.
Then spread it on bread?
Then take the bread in your hand, place the corn firmly in your hand.
Why are we wrapping the corn in bread? I'm confused.
And gently stroke the corn cob with the butter. I can't do it.
No. You just put a pat on there and you just spread it with a knife. That's what you do.
No,
that's what you do.
This one says, put it. My grandma always says, put it on some bread. Put the butter on the bread and then use a stroking motion to stroke
that
butter.
Trina's traumatized now.
Right.
Amy wants to be my girlfriend, so that's great. I got that going for me. So that's awesome.
Listen.
AJ wants to know how to drive a stick shift.
All right. Well, maybe I tell you what, we got to get to some jokes here next, but maybe we can do another round of this coming up. Okay.
Trina says I just use my hand, not the bread.
Oh my gosh. Okay. But listen, all we're doing is we're just showing you that there is romance in normal things.
Also tutorials.
You're
welcome.
Absolutely. All right.